عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وبعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His noble book, His majestic Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. The interpretation of the meaning of this noble verse in the book of Allah, the month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs for the guidance and the criterion. So whoever of you is present, meaning cites the Hilal for the month of Ramadan, then he should fast. And whoever is ill or on a journey, the same number of days must be made up from the other days. Allah desires and intends for you ease, and He does not want to make things difficult for you. And He wants that you should complete the same number of days, and that you must magnify Allah, meaning say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar during the Eid, for having guided you so that you may be grateful to Him. Dear believers in Al-Islam, those of you who are people of Iman, you should know that the blessed month of Ramadan is a great opportunity. It is a great opportunity for goodness, for blessings, for worship, and obedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month a great month for us, a noble season for us, a month in which the hasanat, the good deeds, are multiplied, in which in this month, meaning starting tomorrow inshallah, the sayyi'at, the bad deeds, are more serious than in any other time. In this month, the month beginning tomorrow inshallah, the gates of paradise are open and the gates of hell are shut, and the sinners, and all of us are sinners, the sinner's repentance to Allah is accepted by Allah. It is a month whose beginning is mercy according to some of the scholars of Islam. And the middle of it, according to some of the scholars of Islam, is forgiveness. And the end of it is redemption from the hellfire, according to some of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So give thanks to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, for the season of goodness. For indeed this is a season of goodness and a season of blessings that He, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, has bestowed upon you and I. And for the means, we thank Allah for the means of bounty and various kinds of great blessings that He has conferred upon us and that He has singled us out because we believe in Allah in the last day and we fast in this blessed month, the month of Ramadan. You should make the most of this blessed month, the month of blessings, the month of mercy. You should make the most of this blessed month by filling your time with acts of worship and forsaking the muharramat, the prohibited things, so that you may attain a good life in this world and ease in this life and happiness in the next life after you die. For the sincere believer, brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, you should know that every month, every single month of the other 11 months are months or occasions of worship for the believer. And his whole life indeed is a period of worship spent in obeying Allah. But in this month, beginning tomorrow, inshallah, because we are on the 30th day of Sha'ban, inshallah, in this month, beginning in this month, the month of Ramadan, we have even more desire and motives to do good deeds and to increase that which we have as our actions, as a part of our actions, to make our hearts more focused on the worship of Allah and to turn to Allah even more than the other 11 months. Because by Allah's grace and by His generosity, our generous Lord, He bestows His bounty upon the fasting believers and He multiplies the reward for them on this blessed occasion, in this blessed season, in this month of barakah, this month of rahmah, this month of maghfirah, this month of blessings and mercy and forgiveness and exemption from the hellfire. So Allah, He gives us an abundance in this month like He doesn't give in other months. And you should know, believers in Al-Islam, people of Iman, that time passes quickly. It seems just like yesterday, that Ramadan had just begun and ended. So we need to know how to prepare for this great month of Ramadan. And we can prepare for Ramadan by looking at ourselves and looking at what we have done in the past 8 months. We should look at what we have done like a person who owns a store, who goes into his stock room, who looks at his inventory, and he sees those things that have expired. He sees those jars of food or those parts for the cars that he sells. He looks at those things and sees that which has been damaged. He looks at those things and he says, I'll get rid of this and I'll get rid of that. So we should take stock of ourselves and recognize our shortcomings in living up to the shahadatain, that shahada that made us Muslims, the bearing witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deed except Allah, and that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is his messenger. We should look at our shortcomings and fulfilling our duties and our shortcomings and not keeping away from those things that our desires call us to and the things that make us have doubts, which make us fall into sins. And we should set ourselves aright. We should set ourselves aright in this blessed month of Ramadan so that we'll have a higher degree of faith, of Iman. For the faith, we should know, brothers and sisters, from the Aqidah As-Salafiyyah, the correct Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that Iman increases and decreases. For we don't believe like the people who deviated, like the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila and the Jahimiyyah and the Murji'ah, but rather we are Ahl Sunnah. And we believe that Iman increases with good deeds and obedience, and it decreases with disobedient acts and acts of evil and sayyi'at. You should know, believers in al-Islam, that the first act of obedience that a person should achieve is that being a true slave of Allah is the utmost thing that the Muslim wants to be. Being a true slave of Allah and believing that there is none that is rightfully worshipped except Allah, so he directs and she directs all kinds of worship to Allah, and we do not associate any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also know, taking stock in ourselves, that whatever has hit us could not pass us by. And we're not like the deviants of the past and those people today, 15 centuries after the hijrah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have a distorted understanding with regard to al-qada'u wal-qadr, the divine decree and the occurrence of it. We don't believe that the people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muslim, that they are responsible for everything and Allah has no part in it. Or the opposite of that, that Allah has a part in all that is decreed and the human being has no part, but rather, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we look at ourselves in light of the aqidah of divine decree, and we know that whatever hit us could not pass us by, and whatever passed us by could not hit us. And we should avoid everything that could undermine our commitment to the shahadatain. That means keeping away from innovative acts. In this blessed month that is approaching us tomorrow, inshallah, keep away from all innovative acts in the blessed month of Ramadan with regards to the prayer, with regards to the charity, with regards to the fasting, whatever it is. Stay away from those innovations with regards to the Quran. Stay away from kissing the Quran and placing it on your forehead. Stay away from when the adhan is called, that you kiss the backs of your thumbs and you wipe your eyes because you believe that will help you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam better on the day of resurrection. Keep away from innovations, because after shirk and kufr, there is nothing that Iblis, Shaitan, hate that he loves more after shirk and kufr than innovations. Don't taint your worship. Don't taint your fasting with innovations in the blessed month of Ramadan, but stay far away from it. And we should also remember the principle of al-wala wal-bara, loyalty and friendship to the Muslims, and disavowal and enmity and hatred towards the disbelievers, especially those disbelievers who make war on the Muslims and the lands of the Muslims abroad. And in those lands that are not the lands of Islam, that there is no bara, there is no wala to the disbeliever, there is only wala to the Muslims. And we should follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba, and adhere to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the pure, untainted, unsullied, unmuddied sunnah, the pure sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way of our rightly guided caliphs Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radwanallahi alayhim ajma'een. And after that, we should take stock of ourselves and recognize our shortcomings in doing acts of worship such as praying in congregation. For many of us, we single out Allah only in the month of Ramadan, and the other 11 months the masjids are empty, wallahu musta'an. But we should look at what we should do with regards to the prayer. If those of us are able to make those prayers in congregation, we should take stock of ourselves and pray those prayers in congregation, and this is for the men only. And we should remember Allah with much zikr, making those azkar, those zikrs in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and at night. And we should pay attention to the rights of the neighbors, whether they are Jews, or Christians, or Buddhists, or Hindus, no matter who they are, because they have rights. They have rights. So if we're playing the Quran late at night, and our neighbor that is a Jew or a Christian needs to go to sleep, this is it. This is disrespectful to our neighbors. We should not do this, because this is disrespectful. We should keep mind that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and this is not germane and specified to only the Muslim, but rather it is any neighbor, whether they are Jew or Christian or otherwise. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Jibreel kept reminding me and kept admonishing me about the neighbor so much that I thought he was going to inherit, that the neighbor was going to be a part of the inheritance. And we should also take stock with regards to our relatives and the Muslims, and spreading the greetings of As-Salam, and enjoining what is good, and forbidding the evil, and urging one another to follow the truth, and be patient, and be steadfast, and perseverant in doing those things, and being patient and avoiding evil actions, and doing good deeds, and accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sabr. And then we should take stock of ourselves, brothers and sisters in Islam, and of our sins, and of following our whims and our desires, and we should stop ourselves from persisting in that, and whether the sin is great or whether the sin is small. And we should stop ourselves from looking at those things that we shouldn't look at, from the sins of the eyes. And we should stop ourselves and keep ourselves far away from listening to those things, like music. It is abhorrent that a Muslim would have music on their cell phones. It is abhorrent that a Muslim, even worse, that the Muslim would have music and jingles on their cell phones and have it playing in the masjid. And some of us don't even care. When the blessed month of Ramadan comes in, we don't even think about removing the music from our cell phones. But rather, in the month, in the masjid, the blessed month of Ramadan, we bring the haram into the masjid, jingles and music, destroying and decimating the khushu' of the believers to the right and the left of you, behind and front of you who are trying to pray. We should be mindful, brothers and sisters in al-Islam, about not using our hands to touch those things that are prohibited. We know that the economic times of today are rough. When you go to look for that job, because you've been unemployed for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you're looking for a job to take care of your family, and then the phone rings. We have one available for you. So you go to that job, and the person who interviews you is a woman. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has made it forbidden for us to touch the hand of a woman. So she extends her hand, and you know you need to feed your family because you've been unemployed for 3 years. So she sticks out her hand, and the job is paying $45 an hour. But you do not shake her hand. And you tell her that I'm a Muslim, and that it's not allowed for me to touch the hand of a woman who is not halal for me, because the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has informed us that the person who touches a woman that is not halal for him, it would have been better for him to be stuck in his head with an iron needle. And you should know, brothers and sisters in al-Islam, that riba is haram. And for us to actively, intentionally, on our own volition, to go to the dealer and to buy a car on a car note with riba in the month of Ramadan or otherwise is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord, and for paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who have taqwa. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِبِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and in times of adversity, those who repress and restrain their anger, and who pardon men. And pardoning men, once again, is not just for the Muslim. It is for anyone. Pardoning men is a part of the way of the true Sunni. Pardoning men is a way of the people of the Sunnah. Allah loves those who are muhsinun, who are doers of good. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. And those who when they are committed to some fahisha, those who commit some type of indecent, evil, sexual act, they've wronged themselves with evil, and they remember Allah, and they ask forgiveness for their sins, and none can forgive except Allah. None can forgive the sins except Allah, and they do not persist in what they have done while they know it. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجَرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. For those people who do those things mentioned in those verses before, the reward for them is forgiveness from their Lord and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, wherein they shall abide forever. How excellent is this as a reward for the doers of good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praise is something that we give to Him day and night. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-ameen. Nabiyyina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters, those of you who will soon be صائمون and صائمات, fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know, you and I know, that we have committed sins throughout this year. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say to them, O Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa barakatuh, O my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves by committing all types of evil deeds and sins, do not despair of the mercy of Allah, for indeed Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, and He is Al-Ghafur, Al-Rahim, the all-forgiving, the most merciful. And again Allah reminds us, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And whoever does evil or wrongs himself, but afterwards seeks Allah's forgiveness, except that he will find Allah all forgiving and merciful. We should take stock of ourselves, brothers and sisters, in repenting and seeking forgiveness of Allah. And we should remember that we are Muslims, and the Muslims are the ones who take every opportunity to gain benefit. For as it is said and attributed to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut, wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. The smart man, the intelligent man, is the one who takes stock of himself and strives to do that which will benefit him after death. And the weak man, the helpless man, is the one who follows his desires and engages in wishful thinking. And Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, in his explanation of this narration, and Imam al-Nawawi, similar to him, rahimahumullah, they said that the end of this narration, the second person mentioned, is the one that assumes that Allah will forgive him regardless of what he does, and that he doesn't need to strive to do good deeds. He assumes that Allah will forgive him no matter what he does. He's the person who says, Allah knows what's in my heart. Allah knows what's in my heart. and they don't strive to do good deeds. Brothers and sisters in al-Islam, the month of Ramadan is a month of great gains. It is a month of great profits. And the person who's a smart businessman, the person who is an intelligent trader, he's the one who makes the most of special occasions to increase his profits. So make the most of this month, brothers and sisters. Take advantage of this month. You should be a smart trader and businessman or woman in this month. You should take advantage of all the capital in this month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His greatest name to make us of those people who take advantage of this month, who sincerely turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to turn to you, O Allah, in repentance, seeking the forgiveness, capitalizing on this month, taking advantage of every good that you're going to send down, O Allah, and staying away from every evil and disobedient act. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.